You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Yeah! Excited! Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
I got my heart shirt on.
I see it. It's nice. Okay. It's cute.
Thanks.
It's cute. How you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of Next. I'm your host, Nick Perdue, and I have the lovely Megan Thomas sitting across.
Hi, hi.
And we have the beautiful, talented, Jacqueline Beetham.
Yay, Jacqueline! We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You're so tall.
I know.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9", but then I always wear like 5 or 6 inch heels, so then I'm like 6'2". Thanks.
Love your shoes. Because you know when you came in, I was like, oh, she's super tall and model-esque.
Right. I'm really tall, I know.
Definitely
that's
works.
That's great. Yeah.
Definitely works for you. I'm not mad at the height, because like some people are like, you're just too tall. But like, you know, for you it works.
No, that's but cool. It's kind of like the only thing people ever say to me. Like, they're just like, you're so tall. Where I'm like, okay, cool. I'm born like, this way. I don't know what to say. Like,
all right. Do you date guys that are shorter than you?
I'm actually married.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Is hubby short?
But no, he's six. He's like 6'3", almost 6'4".
So good height.
Yeah. So I lucked out. But I have dated people shorter than me in the past, and it was always interesting. Like that one moment when they try to pick you up, but then they can't, and you're like, well, I just don't think this can go any further. Like I'm done. So,
that's hilarious. Yeah.
Especially on Valentine's Day, they try to pick you up on Valentine's Day, and like, oh, sorry.
Right,
you
know. Oh, great, that just made me feel even bigger. Thanks.
Oh god, I'm like thinking like Dirty Dancing, especially because you're a ballerina. Like you lift them. Oh no, can't pick you up. I'm little, sorry. That's fine. Let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's.
We'll just change the subject.
That's how we do it. We're so, like so goofy here.
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
You grew up in Long Beach, LBC.
The LBC, yes. Yeah.
How was that? How was that growing up down there?
Well, I love California. Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, I love the beach. I love having great weather. I grew up, luckily, in Southern California. There's a lot of arts. I think ballet is very underappreciated in Southern California. So I was able to do an outreach program when I was younger, and I learned ballet, and I loved it so much. And I feel like that was a huge outlet for me. If I wouldn't have had that, I don't really know where I would be today. But it established really my whole life. It taught me discipline and all these things. And then I eventually left Southern California to pursue ballet even more. And now I'm back here because I love it.
Yay!
Yeah.
What made you want to do ballet?
My sister was a cheerleader, and I always loved, like, the dance aspect. Like, she'd always teach me, like, the dances she learned, and mm-hmm. I always thought it was really cool. And so I went to, like, a jazzercise-type class. Like, it was really – it was called jazz, the Jazz Connection. Like, it was so, like – yeah, it was very interesting. And the teacher was like, you need to do ballet. Like, you have the facility for, like, a ballerina. And I was like, oh, but I want to do, like, jazzercise. This is way cooler. So embarrassing. I don't even know how, like, they had, like, a younger class for kids for jazzercise.
Oh, no,
but they
didn't. Old ladies, like, do
jazzercise? Kinda, yeah, totally. But, of course, like, the 12-year-old me was like, I want to do jazzercise. And where are my scrunchies? Yes, I still have one on. Yeah, so I started ballet, and then I, like, fell in love with it. It was really cool. So,
and you went to a ballet high school.
Yeah, it's like a ballet academy. So, like, pretty much you're homeschooled.
Okay.
So then you can just dance all day. So you're just
Living
with, like, guys and girls. We had, like, townhouses, and we had, like, a nanny that lived downstairs that we just never really saw. pretty much. And, like, we just wrote on a board when we, like, were leaving, like, what time we left and, like, where we were going. And when we'd get home, we'd, like, write on the board.
What?
She was just, like, we didn't even know if she was, like, alive sometimes. We're like, have you heard from her today? Like, has anyone seen her? It was very interesting. I don't know if my mom ever knew that, so.
That's why I get all that money for you.
Well, I actually had a scholarship.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
Thank God, because it's very expensive. I don't think people realize, and ballet programs that have outreach programs are so important because it is so much money, and I feel like it's a dying art form, so to be able to let kids know about it and have it help them in their lives is so important. So,
right.
Yeah.
And now you perform, I mean, there's a list, so let me go through the list. Ballet San Jose, Houston Ballet, Anaheim Ballet, Luminario Ballet, and the Legion of Extraordinary Dancers. I mean, you've done a lot.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be a professional ballerina, or is this something that just happened?
I remember when we were in high school, we had to do like, or it was junior high, I don't remember, but we had to do like a career essay, and I was just like, I just want to be a ballerina. And they're like, well, that doesn't make that much money. Like, are you aware of that? And I was like, I don't care. Like, that's all I wanted to do. Like, right. I had no other aspirations. I just wanted to perform, and my parents were like, but you're going to go to college.
Right.
You're going to go to school. And I'm like, no, I'm not actually. This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
So, but it's tough. I think once you are older and you're still not making a lot of money and you're working 10 to 11 hours a day and your body's like aching every single minute you get home, and you have to take Epsom salt baths and soak your feet, and then you have to stretch and do more exercise when you get home so you don't get injured the next day. Like, it's just a huge process.
Right.
You kind of start to think, well, I don't know if I can do this very much longer, or, you know, what am I going to do when I'm 40 and can't do it anymore? So you kind of figure out what you want to do. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like, because the ballerinas are really athletes. Like that right there. That's
Oh, it's crazy. And then plus you can't eat a lot because you have to stay under a certain weight because it's like in your contract.
Wow.
So I was like, I really want to eat cake. I'm really over this. So I'm good. Like, people think actresses have to stay thin and what I'm like, you guys have no idea. Right. Like, I am so happy with just being an actress and being able to eat my like steak and potatoes like after I'm done with the day. Right. Like, I'm totally great with that. So,
oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now how has ballet either helped or hurt your career?
I think it gave me a huge backbone, like, and it gave me like a tough skin, because I feel like acting is, it's brutal. But I feel like ballet is like just even a more, I don't want to say more difficult, but it pretty much is. Cause I feel like there's not a lot of money. There's not a lot of jobs. And everyone is obsessed and super passionate about it. So you have like so much competition. And plus, like, there's so many things that go with it that are very mentally challenging as well as physically challenging. So I think that with acting, it prepared me. Like, I got a lot of no's, and I tested a lot. And people would be like, you're so great. But then I'd be like, but I didn't get the job. Like, how great am I if I, like, didn't get it? That doesn't make sense. So, and it gave me, like, the discipline to, like, keep pushing. I feel like a lot of people, like, after a few years they would just give up, and so it made me, you know, very diligent. And then also I think if I had like 8 auditions in a day, I wouldn't just like, I have some friends that'll just be like, go to one and then they'll go home because it's like too much like driving or whatever, and I would like make it work, like I'd make sure I got to every single one. You know, I think it hurt. How did it hurt my career? I haven't figured that one out yet. I don't know. I'll let you know if something comes up and I'm like, that's what hurt my career.
That did it.
That did it.
So you figured out that, you know, you're not going to be a ballerina for the rest of your life. Is that what made you move to Hollywood?
I was in the process. I called my mom one day and I was like, I was probably about 30 or 40 pounds lighter than I am now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like really, really thin, and I was just like, I'm really not happy. Like, I love to dance. It makes me so happy to dance, but like having to be this thin and going home and eating like celery and then waking up and eating like half an apple isn't really like that great. You know?
Right.
And so I called my mom and I was like, I don't know what I want to do, but I don't want to do this right now.
Right.
And she's like, well, you really like Pilates, like go get your Pilates certification. I was like, okay. So I moved to, Orange County and I went to a certification center there and I got my certification, was dancing there as well in a smaller company, but I was really happy.
Right.
And my friend needed a roommate in LA and she was like, let's just move to LA. Like, let's just do it. And I was like, okay. And so we moved, and I was walking down the street, and I got a modeling agent.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And
then, that's how it works here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, walking down the street. Yeah. Granted, she is you said 5'9"?
Yeah.
Right.
Your model height, yeah.
Yeah, and I booked an Adidas campaign, a week later. Oh, so wow. I was like, well, I guess, this is kind of cool. Like, maybe I'll try this. Right. And I went to an acting class, and then I really, because I didn't even think about acting. Like, I honestly was just, I just love to perform, but I had done a ton of school plays when I was younger, and, you know, was always in, theater things when I was younger, but I never really thought about it. And then I took an acting class, and I just, loved it. Like, I thought it was so cool, and the acting coach was actually a manager, and she asked to rep me, and so I was like, all right, cool, let's try it, and it kind of just... went from there.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
3 years ago.
Oh my gosh. So that was a quick.
Yeah.
For most people, compared to most people.
Yeah, it's been pretty quick, but I was still kind of impatient. Like the last pilot season that I booked the show, I was like, this is the last one. Like, I actually turned down a Neo tour because I was going to tour with Neo to stay for pilot season. And so I was like, this is the last one. If I don't, you know, get anything, then I'm going to start dancing again because I don't really know what, this is great, but I'm not going to just, sit around and be like, please, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you do other dance besides ballet?
Yeah. I mean, I can do hip-hop and stuff like that, but I feel like hip-hop is transitioned, it's so, hard, even for girls now, hard as in, I don't want to say movements? Manly. Not difficult, but just like hard,
like harsh movement.
Harsh movement.
Okay, gotcha. It's very
Yeah, when you twerk, you gotta pop a little. You know,
twerking's fine. But I'm talking
twerking's fine.
Twerking's fine. I'm just talking about it's almost it's more aggressive.
You got served, right?
Huh?
Very. You got
yes,
served.
Yes, and I'm not that kind of dancer. I literally will just look at the girls and be like, I think you're gonna attack me. Like, I'm nervous right now. I want to be sexy and that kind of hip hop. That's more my thing.
Gotcha.
So twerking's fine. But,
love it.
But
that's cool. Okay.
Yeah. So I would go to these hip hop dance auditions and I would literally just laugh. I'm like, this is such a joke. And these girls are all 5 foot and they can move so fast. And I just felt like this Amazon creature.
Right.
It was just, I don't know. Yeah.
That's all right. But you're absolutely stunning. So I read that you're Samoan, Mexican, and Sioux Indian.
Yes.
What now? How is that work in your family? Who is what?
So I'm and I'm white.
Yes.
But my dad is half Samoan and half Mexican, and my mom is Sioux Indian and white. So
wow, that's
yeah.
a lot. I would never guess.
Well, I stay out of the sun. I tan very quickly. No, it's so bizarre because when I'm super, when I get really dark, people don't know what I am.
Right.
And so they don't really know where to put me. They're like, she's not a white girl, but she's not we don't know what you, I literally have booked ethnically ambiguous, all the time for commercials.
Right.
So I don't know. It's really weird.
Well, that's what's hot now. So I guess that's a good, that's a good category to be in.
Well, I mean, even now you have a slight exotic look because you don't look just regular white.
Yeah.
You know?
Regular. White, really?
Well, white. You don't look very, I can say this, it's Black History Month, I can say that. So
you're allowed to pass, okay.
Yeah. But no, because you can tell that there's a little something mixed in, you know, you just don't know exactly what it is. But no,
right. I would have never guessed, though. Do you like Samoan? Do you say Samoan?
Samoan, yeah.
Samoan food.
Yes, I do. I love it. My last name is actually German Samoan, so if... You've heard of, the Reeds, all the football players.
Right.
The really big guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Reeds. The Reeds and Samoan, or Reeds and Beethams are related. So we're it's German Samoan descent is my last name. Yeah.
Interesting.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So you currently star in Tyler Perry's number one show.
Yay! Right?
The Haves and the Have-Nots as Amanda Cryer.
Amanda Cryer.
Right? So
she's special.
She is. She is. You know, because I've seen a couple episodes. I haven't really watched the entire season. But I will say this. I enjoy your character, and I enjoy Tika's character.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah. But what was it like working
Wait,
with...
Wait, why do you enjoy me and Tika? The, like, two young girls on the show.
Because the beauty just stands out, I'm assuming.
I'm a young man. I mean, just kind of based off on the show, you know, I mean, Tika's character, she's very, like, she's right. a bitch. I hate to right. say it, but she's,
yeah, but you know, love to like, hate her.
Right,
yeah.
right, exactly.
You yeah. know, and so, I mean, I don't know. I feel that Amanda, I mean, you know, she can be a little, like, you know, like, I want to see a little more, you know, prods in the fire with her. I want to kind of yeah. see, you know, show me the, you know. So, I don't know.
Just get ready.
Okay. Ah, yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, so it's coming.
So what was it like to work with, you know, Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey?
I mean, it's awesome. Yeah. There's, like, two of the, like, strong, like, most powerful people in the industry, pretty much. But they're pretty freaking awesome people. Tyler's a pleasure to work with. He's hilarious, and I trust him. I mean, literally, we were shooting once, and I was really uncomfortable with the scene. I don't know why. It was just, like, it felt weird to me. Mm. And he's like, trust me. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, I know. You got me. Okay, cool. Mm. And it, like, the scene ended up being, like, freaking awesome. So, he works so hard, and he is there before all of us and there after we all leave. Right. You know, I've never met such a hard worker. I used to think I was, like, the hardest worker in the world until I met Tyler, and I was like, okay, you get the cake.
You win, hands
You
down.
Win. Yeah, I feel really blessed, and I'm so grateful for it, for sure. So,
Did you have any preconceived notions before working with Tyler Perry?
I was really nervous. I had never met him, and I didn't really know what to suspect, you know, and it was a drama. It wasn't a comedy. And so I was just nervous. I didn't know. I wanted to, like, make him happy and right. do a great job. You know, you put all that pressure on you first. Yeah. And then when I met him, I was, like, totally cool. Like, once I met him and was able to, like, give him a hug and be like, yay, this is awesome. Like, I was fine. But I was really nervous just because it's, like, a very powerful person in the industry. Right. But he's so loving, and so is Oprah. Like, when I met her, it was like, oh my gosh, like, it was so crazy. But you kind of get it, like, when you meet her, like, you're like, oh yeah, that's why you're Oprah. Like, you get right. it. Mm. She's, like, just very loving and has this warm presence. And yeah,
what's the first thing you said when you met Oprah, though?
I gave her a hug. I didn't even say any. I don't even think I said anything. I just, like, hugged her. And Tyler's like, this is Jacqueline. She plays Amanda. And I was like, sorry. I was just so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Super geeked out. Yeah.
Right. So what was the call like when your agent or your manager called you and said, hey, you got the role for Amanda Cryer?
We were actually moving. Me and my husband were moving. And so our apartment was, like, super empty. And I literally, like, just think I ran in, like, 10 circles around our living room. I was, like, on speakerphone and, like, freaking out. I was really excited.
Oh, yay.
So yeah. What was the audition process like?
I had my first audition here in L.A. And they actually lost my tape for producers.
Oh.
So they called and they're like, hey, can you come back in and, you know, audition again. It's right. not a callback, but we want to make sure they get your tape. And so I was like, okay. So I went back in, and literally, like, the next day, they, like, were like, okay, we want to fly out to Atlanta to, like, read for Amanda. So I flew out there, and there was this other girl, and she was blonde. So I'm like, okay, they're either going to go blonde or brunette. And it was just us two. And in the scene, she was, like crying, calling herself a loser. And in the scene, like, in the audition, I chose to cry. But in the callback, I chose not to cry.
Mm.
And I just got more, like, introverted. And I was first. And then when the other girl came out, she was, like, tears down her face. And I was like, well, she booked it. Oh, well. Like, whatever. Like, and then I was like, it just was behind me. I was right. just like, whatever. And then the producers, like, came in. And they're like, Jacqueline, come here. I was like, okay. Like, I thought I was in trouble.
Right.
Like, I was like, okay. And they're like, we really, like, loved you. You know, we're going to contact your people. I was like, oh, okay. And then I called my manager. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, they said they're going to contact you, but they didn't say, like, it's yours or, like, you got it. So then it was, like, 2 days, and then I found out I got it. But it was, like, the longest 2 days ever. Right. But, yeah.
Was Tyler in the room when you did the audition?
He was. He was actually shooting a Madea's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he was actually auditioning us in between, his shots.
Oh, was he in the
He was dressed Madea? Like Madea. Yeah.
That's hilarious. And it's like a serious scene, right?
Yeah, he like, stayed back, like, so we couldn't, like, really see him. Because he didn't want to, like, ruin our audition.
Right.
But it was just, like, Madea's watching me right now. Like, this is so awesome. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that is funny. Right. So what have you learned from working on the Haves and Have-Nots?
So much. I didn't realize how strong of a person I was. Mm-hmm. Tyler shoots very quickly. We shoot, like, 60 pages a day.
Wow.
Which, in Hollywood, that usually takes, like, 7 to 8 days.
Right.
And we do it all in one day.
Wow.
And they're, like, intense scenes. Like, my character is so emotional and so crazy, and now she's, like, bipolar and schizophrenic. Like, it was just a lot of emotion, like, overload, because we shot a different episode every day.
Mm.
So, we didn't really have time to, like, pull out of it, mm-hmm. which was good in a way, because then we were just, like, immersed in it. But it was kind of like acting boot camp. So mm-hmm. I realized, I was like, okay, throw whatever you want at me now. Like,
right.
I can do it, you know. So that was cool. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned, is just that, you know, I'm a lot stronger than I realized. And I can learn lines way faster than I ever thought I could.
Wow.
So that was, yeah.
What's the best part about working on that show?
I think the people. Our cast is awesome. We all get along. And I've heard on a lot, there's been, like, horror stories I've heard from other people about, you know, being with a cast that they don't get along. And it's, like,
right.
a labor to go into work every day. And it's not like that at all. Like, it's actually, like, we're excited to be there. We're all excited to work together and to have, like, great scenes together. So...
What's the most challenging part about that show?
Sorry. What?
What's the most challenging part about working on that show?
Probably just the pace.
Okay.
I mean, it's doable. We're fine. We get through it.
Right.
But it is very quick. And sometimes we're getting pages the day of, and we're, like, learning our lines, like, in the makeup chair.
Right.
Or we get it, like, the day before. We get our changes that night at, like, 2 a.m., and we have to be on set at 5. And it shoots in Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It shoots in Atlanta, and my husband's here. So I think on a personal challenge, like, it's really hard that he's here and I'm there, and, you know,
how long do you guys shoot? How many months?
Like a month and a half to 2 months.
Wow. Okay.
It's not that bad.
But,
like,
the intensity, though, for that time period, that's a lot. That's...
Yeah.
Because, like, it sounds like you shoot like a soap opera.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's kind of what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So, man, I'm gonna get, you know.
What?
What do you want?
I'm gonna have some water.
Yeah, okay, let me get ready for this one.
What do you want? You know, like, what do you want to see Amanda do in these upcoming seasons and these upcoming episodes? Or can you kind of, you know, not say let the cat out of the bag, but kind of, you know, leave a little catnip down there for us?
Well, she kind of does do what I wanted her to do. So that's exciting.
Okay.
But she's seeking her revenge. And I think any girl or female or male who watches the show and they saw what the professor did to her in the first season kind of would want that too, I think. You know, I mean, it is a story, so it's, you know, not real life that she's actually doing these crazy things to him, but so I do want her to do them because it's not real life, you know.
Right.
You know, in real life I would want him just to get arrested and kind of, like, get what he deserves in that. But since, you know, she can be crazy and stalk him and do all these insane things to him, then heck yeah, she should, because he, like, scared the heck out of this girl and raped her. I mean, it's horrible. Like, he made her want to take her life.
Right.
So, I think that is what I would want for her, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
What?
when watching these episodes, mm-hmm. right? These upcoming episodes. Yeah. Will the audience cheer and be like, yeah, like, is that what we are going to do? Or are we going to be like, oh, you should have done?
I think so. I mean, she really takes it there. And I think that it's very entertaining. I haven't seen the episodes, so I'm like also kind of nervous because I haven't seen them, but I don't know if you've seen the episode where I'm like, he's in the shower and I like break into his house. But it's like, my husband was actually like freaked out. Wow. He was like, he's never seen me act like that. And I go like bad shit crazy. Right. Sorry, I just cussed.
No, that's okay. We're online.
Okay. But I go crazy on him. And so he was just like, whoa, I've never seen you act like that. So, I mean, people, even with me breaking into his house and, you know, telling him that he's going to feel all the pain and suffering that I felt. Yeah. I mean, people love it.
Right.
They're kind of like calling me Norman Bates.
So. Oh, Norman Bates.
Just okay. Norman Bates.
Right.
Okay.
So now that the first season is done and it did very well and the second season is getting some really good ratings, do you feel like, is there any pressure to do better or is it kind of like, okay, we're good?
I think it's exciting. I don't feel pressure at all. I think like, okay, if I could, like, get raped and attempt suicide and now stalk and, right. you know, be, like, this predator type girl, like, I'm like, okay, what? Like, now what are we going to do? Like, right, throw it at me. Like, I think it's really exciting, and I think Tyler's writing's amazing, and he's such a great director that it's obviously been working, so I don't know why it wouldn't keep working, you know?
Right.
So, and I have faith in him and trust him, and so... Yeah, I think it's just super exciting.
Okay.
Good. But now, were there any scenes that you shot either the first season or, you know, for season two that you were like, you know, besides when you say that you feel like a little uncomfortable, was there anything that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that we're about to shoot this?
After some scenes, I could hear Tyler just like laughing. Because I get so psycho and I get so crazy that like it would kind of pull me out and be like, oh my gosh, like I'm so psycho. Like, it'd kind of pull me out and be like, oh my gosh, this girl's crazy. But I think I would just fully immerse myself into like crazy and really think about like what this girl has gone through. And it was fun. I don't know. It was just kind of fun to play this like completely whacked out character.
Right.
But there were the only, you know, what was weird. The only time I was really nervous was when I got to dance and I was really freaking nervous.
Really?
Yeah. I've done that my whole life. So yeah. I was like, what is your problem? Like, calm down right now. That was the only time I was nervous though. And it's like what I've been doing my whole life. So right. It was really bizarre, but I don't know. Yeah.
Are there any guest stars that you want to see come on the show, you know, for a couple episode arc or whatever?
Come back?
Or either come back or just like a fresh face. Like, oh, I want to work with, you know, so-and-so. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Call out.
I don't know. I mean, my husband acts. That'd be kind of cool if he like came on the show. But I don't really know like how, like who he would play. But mm-hmm. I mean, that would be fun. One of my best friends is an actor, Fred Stoller, but he's a comedian. But the guy that Robert, who plays the rapist, is like hilarious, and he's a comedian too. So
really,
yeah, you never like know people's capabilities,
right?
In acting, so yeah, his Twitter's hilarious. Like what he talks about the show, like it's so funny,
right?
Yeah.
When was the first time somebody recognized you from the show when you were out?
I'm trying to... Oh, I think I was in, like, a bar class, like, taking, like, bar burn or something.
Uh-huh.
And some lady just kept staring at me, and I was like, am I really sweating that much? Or, like, you know, like, I'm trying to figure out, or I'm like, am I just, like, right. doing it? Like, do I look crazy doing these, like, weird pulsing moves or something? And she came up to me and was like, it was right when the I don't even know if the pilot had come out, but she was okay. part of press.
Okay.
And she watched the pilot already, and she was, and so, like, I didn't think anyone knew who the heck I was or whatever.
Right.
Because the show hadn't even come out. But I think the cutest story was my mom came to Atlanta for her birthday, and I took her to this like random breakfast place. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was like so random. It was like almost like a house type thing. But this little girl came up to me, and she was like, "Are you her?" She was like 5.
Aww.
And I was like, "Hi, I'm Jacqueline." And she's like, "No, you're Amanda." And I was like, "Okay, first, why are you watching that? Because you were like 5 years old and you really know, like, this is crazy."
Right.
And it was like the cutest thing ever. But I was like, "Ooh, like, this show's a little," it just goes over her head. Maybe it's like, she's still 5. It's okay. But it was like the cutest thing. That like made my day. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're famous?
I don't think so. I think there's very, very famous people. I don't really
like, you could still go to the store with rollers in your hair if you wanted to. Or you're past that.
Because
that's a level. There's a certain level.
I mean, I still go out without makeup, and I don't really care. I mean, if someone saw me without makeup on, it's not like I'd be like, "Oh my gosh, don't look at me." Like, whatever. It's just, I'm living my life.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, paparazzi isn't, like, following me around yet, you know? Like, I feel okay. So, I don't know. I think fame is such a bizarre thing.
Right.
It kind of weirds me out, but I know it comes with the territory, so. Yeah. But it's, I think I wanted it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Like, I always thought that was so cool. You'd watch, like, the E! True Hollywood Story, and you're like, "Whoa, that's so cool." But as I've gotten older, I'm like, "Wow, that's so invasive."
Like, all in your business.
It's so crazy. Yeah. So it's like, it's bizarre. Like, when you're younger, I feel like you like kind of dream of that and like, "Wow, look at all the cool stuff." And then as you get older, it's like, it's very, very bizarre. And like, just seeing Tyler deal with it and like having people just like stare at him as he walks down the street, and it's a lot. Right. It's definitely a cross to bear. So, yeah. I don't know.
So how has your life changed since the show? Or has it changed?
I mean, I can afford to eat now. That's pretty good. I'm not eating green beans out of a can anymore. I eat them fresh. I don't know. Honestly, that's probably about it. Like, I feel pretty much the same. That year was probably the most life-changing year because I got married that year and then booked the show like 2 months later.
Wow.
So it was just kind of like a lot of changes happening at once. So I think, I honestly think like getting married was more life-changing than booking the show. Is that bad to say?
No.
Your husband likes that.
Huh?
Your husband likes that.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I love you. Yeah.
But no, do people treat you differently now? Like, do some of your friends treat you differently?
Can we talk about Jacqueline. That?
Oh,
I've actually lost a lot of friends.
Really?
Like,
really?
People that were, like, at my wedding, like, I don't even talk to anymore.
Why?
It's weird. Oh, gosh. You know how people always say, like, your friends are there when you're, like, at the bottom?
Right.
Like, your true friends will be there when, like, shit goes down.
Right.
I think it's, like, when you're, like, you know, they always say it's, like, lonely on the top. Like,
right.
I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, I literally had people, like, unfollow me, like, defriend me on Facebook because...
Really?
And then I, like, friend requested them. I was like, "How are we not friends on Facebook? This is so weird." Like, my naiveness comes in. And they're like, "Oh, well, actually, I defriended you." Like, literally wrote on my wall this. I'm not even joking. People I've known for 10 years, like, longer. "I defriended you because I just saw all the good things you were doing and I couldn't handle it."
Are you serious?
What?
Haters.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my entire life.
And these are people, like, that were at my wedding, like, supporting me, like, walking down the aisle. But then when I, like, book a TV show, they're like, "Mm-mm. Sorry, we can't be friends anymore." I'm like, "Okay, cool.
Wow.
Thank God I have my husband."
Right.
But yeah, I think that's been the weirdest thing is people that actually do know me.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I haven't changed. Like, that's the thing. They're always like, "You change. You're Hollywood now." It's like, actually, no. Like, you're changing. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm the same person. But my parents think it's really cool, and they've been really supportive, and I think that's, like, the coolest part is, like, my family is, like, thinks it's, like, awesome.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, and, like, and that's good, too, because now it's like, okay, you know, you got this show, and so these friends mm-hmm. you know, are leaving you alone now, right? You know, so, you know, a couple yeah. years down the line, you start, you know, doing both, you know, blockbuster movies now. Then like, hey, you want to come to the hey. Premiere? Like, yo, I was kidding about that thing a couple years ago. But at least, like, you know now who, you know, yeah. you're real, who your true
friends
are.
And not all my friends. I mean, some of my friends, like, we've gotten even closer. Yeah. You know, like, it's not all of them have been that way at all. But I've definitely seen a change in a lot of people right. that I thought would never, ever, our relationship would never bend or break. Mm. And it's just, it's bizarre. Right. It's really weird to see, but...
Jealousy is crazy.
It is, yeah.
It is, yeah. yeah. And it's like, it's not even, it's a different, it's, you know, my girlfriends, it's not even like a dude or something, like, and they're right. being jealous. It's weird. I don't know.
That's okay. Girl, Jesus had haters. So.
It's true. You know what?
Jesus has haters. It's bound to happen. Okay, so you have a nonprofit called yeah. Beetham Ballet.
How do you guys know all this stuff? That's so crazy.
We did it, and we have your social security number right here. So you started Beetham Ballet Theater as a nonprofit. Yeah. Why and what is it about?
Well, like I said, like I was an outreach student. I had scholarships growing up. If I didn't have that, you know, outreach program to attend to or have those scholarships given to me, like, I would have never learned ballet. And my parents still did pay for things, too, you know, part, and it was still even more, you right. know, it's just so expensive that I feel like ballet is a dying art form. Art, in general, is dying. You know, they take out PE now in Los Angeles school districts. They take out any kind of art in school districts, so it's, I don't really know how these kids will really develop or learn artistry. Right. And that's kind of like my whole career. It's been my whole life. If I didn't have art, like I said, like I could have gotten mixed up into the wrong things or, you know, really have not had an outlet to go to. So I wanted to give back and give kids that wouldn't have the opportunity to learn about art or have the funds to learn about it to be able to. So I actually just found a space and we're going to start the classes. I've been just doing like random workshops here and there. So we're going to be starting doing classes and start actually like developing it more. Right. It's a lot of work and it's a huge right. process. So it's taken a little bit of time, but, I'm really, really excited.
Oh, nice. And what age group do you have typically?
Well, I think like 8 years old is kind of when you can really start developing. So we're going to do like 8 to 18.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's good. I was trying to see if I could sign up.
Well, you can come to my other classes that aren't outreach whenever you want.
Yay!
Yeah.
So you said that you were a homebody earlier, right? But what
are... I am, but I don't even remember saying
did she? She did. She did.
Oh, okay.
He's listening. He is. Like, we're not.
We're not, apparently.
Well, what are some of your hobbies?
Besides ballet, mm-hmm. I love to cook.
What's your best dish?
Oh, I guess we'd have. I love meatloaf. Is that really? So random? I love meatloaf and potatoes.
You are steak and potatoes kind of good.
I know. I really
meatloaf and potatoes.
I okay. eat a lot of vegan food, mm-hmm. but then like I break down. Like I'll start bruising, and I'll be like, okay, whatever. I'm just gonna eat some steak. I'm gonna eat some like beef. So bad. Sorry, vegan people, but. Yeah, I love making meatloaf. It's really easy and it tastes really good. And mashed potatoes, and I love Brussels sprouts.
Really?
Me too. I love Brussels sprouts.
You just have to know.
You have to know how to do it right.
You have to know how to make them.
That is the key.
Yeah, my husband never ate any vegetables until we got married, and now he eats vegetables all the time, like loves them. It's just, you have to know how to like prepare food and anything tastes good.
Have you ever made a meatloaf cake?
What?
I just saw this randomly on Instagram. It's like meatloaf, and they take the mashed potatoes, and they use it and make it like the icing.
It's almost like a casserole.
Yeah, but it looks like a cake. If you didn't know, you'd be like, it's a cake.
It looks like a cake, yeah. I have done that. It's really good.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I thought it was like a legitimate cake.
It looks like
a cake.
I
know, it was like meatloaf. I was like, with like sponge cake on top. Yeah, so gross.
That's disgusting. Okay, so what are your other hobbies?
I'm trying to think. What else? I love to take pictures. I don't know. I sound so boring. I'm like, I dance. I like to dance, cook, and then kind of like my career and my life with my husband. That's like all I really have time for. But
Right, it is. Is it hard to balance your marriage and your career? Or have you guys found the balance? Are you still trying to figure it out?
He actually grew up in this industry. So he, I'm so like blessed and grateful that he's actually helped me so much. Like I won't know about so many things and he'll explain it. So he's so supportive. Like if I have to be gone or, you know, he'll be like, I want to visit you as much as you want me to, but if you need space and you need to focus, like I completely understand, you know, especially when I'm playing like Psycho Girl. he's like, you take your space, you go ahead. But I think it was kind of weird at first because we just got married and then I booked the show and I was leaving.
Right.
So the first season was a little like weird trying to figure out like, we have been attached to the hip ever since we met. So I think it was weird. Like we had never spent more than 2 days apart. So being gone, I mean even that first week I was like, ugh, like, I don't know what to do. Like this is crazy, you know?
Right.
But then we kind of figuring it out like each step, you know, like taking it day by day. And yeah, I think we're like fine with it. It's good. Yeah.
What's some marriage advice you have?
Oh,
for our lovers on Valentine's Day.
Don't listen to anyone. Don't listen to me. Don't read any books. Talk to your spouse. Like, honestly, if we ever got in a fight, I would go, like, Google or, like, research and be like, is this normal? And then I realize, like, every single person is different and every advice is different. Right. And you have to go to the source. Like, if something, like, makes you upset, don't talk to your girlfriends about it. Like, talk to your spouse about it and be like, I know I'm probably being a stupid girl right now, but that actually hurt my feelings. And I know that sounds really lame, but that did.
Right.
And they'll be like, you totally misconstrued that because you're a girl. And you're like, yep. Okay, cool. We're good. Let's go out to dinner now. You know, like, but then I feel like when you talk to other people and you get everyone else's opinions and it's like this crazy whirlwind is like when that issue that was probably nothing is now like a huge issue because everyone else is like, that's not okay.
Right.
And it's actually fine, you know? So, I think just talk to your partner and don't really heed to other people's advice when they don't really need to be telling you stuff.
That's true.
Don't listen to your single friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that are like, oh, that's not okay. And I'm like, really? Because you've had a boyfriend in like 2 years. So cool, thanks.
Right.
And that's what they're like, well, you're not my friend on Facebook anymore.
And I deleted you. Okay, cool.
Thanks for putting that on my wall.
Just a lonely Valentine's Day. So, you know, because you are like still fresh, essentially, in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to accomplish? Like what else do you want to do?
I want to just work. I actually was talking to someone about this the other day that I don't really care about like the fame or the money or any, like I grew up dancing for nothing, but I performed all the time. Like it made me so, so happy. That I want to do film. I really, really want to like work on a long film and really develop a character throughout a film. And I want challenges. I want to play different characters and, you know, just play. So I think that's like my biggest dream is just to be able to work a lot and, yeah.
Do you want to like write and produce and direct or anything? Or?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's weird. I have a lot of ideas, but I don't really know how to like put them onto paper. Like that kind of, I don't know if.
Just write them down.
I know,
you better ask your boss.
Right? Yeah, you
ask your boss.
And
can we use your studio?
And your full production team.
Right.
Yeah, and do you want to direct it?
Right.
That'd be great. Thanks.
I'll give you a producer credit. Don't worry about that.
Right.
We gotta.
I don't know. I feel like acting is such. I don't know how Tyler does it. I feel like I get so consumed in just acting in a role. Like, if I had to worry about writing it and directing it and producing it and, like, all that stuff, I'd probably just, like, fall over. Like, I wouldn't know how to handle it. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to focus on acting for a while, get comfortable in that for a while, and then maybe if I get bored, I'll be like, okay, I want to produce now or, like, you know. But right now it's, like, so, like, encompassing that I'll just kind of chill with that for a while.
Is there anything outside of acting you would like, or outside of this industry that you've ever thought about doing?
I think just my nonprofit and having like a full-fledged like ballet studio,
okay,
or dance studio. I think it's like the most gratifying experience to watch like a little kid like master a move and get like that like expression on their face is pretty awesome. So I love working with kids. And I think that's the only thing I really miss besides now that I'm acting. I actually miss teaching more than actually performing and dancing. So, yeah, I'd probably just want to work with kids and have a dance studio eventually. So
nice. Well,
so we'd like to take this time for you to brag about any upcoming projects and stuff that you have going on.
There's a few things in the works, but I don't want to talk about them yet.
Okay. Somewhere we'll stalk your Instagram and Twitter page to see what it is.
So where can your fans find you online?
It's all my name, just Jacqueline Beetham. On Instagram, it's at Jacqueline Beetham. On Twitter, it's at Jacqueline Beetham. On Facebook, it's at Jacqueline Beetham. I haven't really figured out Tumblr. I have one, but you can follow it, but I don't really know how to do it.
Like, Google it. Just you know, go something. There.
Thank you.
Yay.
It was fun.
Thanks, guys.
And as always, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream.
You can find me all over the internet. You can find me all over the internet at The Nick Perdue. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.